Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a dude, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show. I'm your host, Brad Williams, still with a sexy mustache.
Well, I don't know if sexy is the word I'd use.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You know what? I like it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
It's awesome.
No, it's wonderful.
Well, you're definitely like making an argument for the stash to come back because, first of all, you don't see a lot of dwarves. You don't see, in general,
period.
You don't see a lot of dwarves with mustaches.
Listen, I'm getting tired of being mistaken for a little kid. So
you creep him out. Yes. You're becoming an alternative comic with your ironic mustache.
No, because I'm still funny.
Waged a war.
Claws come out now. No
Tyrion Lannister, you waged. I'm just kidding.
And I was about to start naming comics that we can't have on the podcast, but then that would be getting really specific.
And you could ironically have them on.
Whoa.
Our guest today is is the very funny, very talented, very lovely Eliza Schlesinger.
Yay,
Eliza's here.
Who almost had a nervous breakdown in a coffee bean and tea leaf about 20 minutes ago.
You ever have one of those days where the day is mellow and like I had work to do, I had to come in later because I was reading a bunch of things.
Yep.
It was a pretty mellow day.
Put on all those bracelets. That's
the bracelets are always on.
You can't
on.
Do that in 5 minutes. I love that you wear that many bracelets, by the way.
Very comforting.
Yeah.
They're usually on both wrists. And it was just one of those, like, the day, like, ticking down to 6:30 to get to be, or my day just ramped up, and it went from super mellow to, oh, my God, what am I going to wear? I haven't washed my hair yet. And then it went into, like, I had to drive fast, and I had to answer all these texts that came in at the last minute.
Yeah,
the
and you're not going to answer them when you're not driving.
Bitch at the coffee. That's right. I have to do it while I'm driving because I'm a good multitasker. The woman at the coffee bean, woman, she's like a girl, coffee bean, couldn't give a lesson of shit about service. And they gave me warm tea with ice in it, which does not an iced tea make, and I made a thing. And now it just tastes like water with, like, a drop of berry juice in it, and it's not good. And I was like, should I be late to my friend's podcast to prove a point? And my thing I was telling you is I almost threw it because I was so
angry. Almost threw it at them.
Can you imagine?
Just on the ground, like Chris Rock with a microphone. Just like.
Just ending. I don't need this berry shit.
I said pre-sweetened. This is terrible.
Now, you got to assume that the baristas go into autopilot most shifts in the week, right? Because they don't.
How about for life? She had no life behind her eyes.
So you're saying she was a stripper working at a coffee bean?
Yep. That's what I was. That's who they had. Well, like, she handed me my change. There's a whole thing that happened. And my biggest.
Like, he had a new 5 minutes.
This is just me kvetching. You know when someone gives you your change?
Yeah, she's Jewish, Brad. If that's what was your next question was.
I just got confused.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
A Jewish
kvetching. I love that you use that word.
All the time.
I love that you use that word as much as I love
hot.
Brad's mustache. No, this is perfect.
You know when they hand you your money and they give you the receipt with the dollar bill, so you have no choice but to, like, you have like a fistful of paper.
Yeah, you have to, like, crumple it up.
Yeah, and you got to, like, separate, and then it's always a mess. I hate when they do that because I never want a receipt because whatever.
Yeah, it's the old Mitch Hedberg bit. Like, we don't need to bring paper into this.
No more paper.
Yeah, you're not going to be returning the iced tea. Although
exactly.
Although you might have returned that one.
Yeah.
In her face.
I've gotten receipts for when I've been at, like, Spud Nuts or, like, a Yum Yum. It's a donut shop downtown. Or a Yum Yum donut shop, right? Like, first of all, why am I buying donuts with a credit card? Yum Yum Donuts?
Why are you a Yum Yum Donut?
Because it's amazing.
No.
So I'm buying, like, a maple bar with a credit card, and she gives me a
you're
receipt.
You're a baller.
And she gives me a receipt, and I was stoned, and I go, and she gives me a receipt. I go, I'm not going to return the maple. I'm not going to come back and be like, it wasn't maple-y enough.
Right. People do.
For real?
Yeah, especially at a Yum Yum Donuts, like trannies that are like, this didn't taste up to par. I'd like to return this bite I didn't have.
This bite I didn't have.
The point is, she gave me the thing,
and
she didn't give me the receipt. So I, in attempting to, like, bond with her, think, because sometimes when you go that extra mile to be nice to someone, they kind of snap out of it. And they're like, oh, you know, you're treating me.
Sure.
So I go, and by the way, I just want to say thank you for not giving me the receipt with my change. And she just stared at me, and I was like, because it's... You know, it's so annoying. And then I was like, oh, no, I sound sarcastic no matter what I say.
Yep, right.
But then I tried, like, smiling, but then it looked like I just wanted to eat her.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And she just wasn't. I was like, okay. And I just kind of went, nah, and I
walked. So you, like, palmed her
way
face?
Way to close it out. Then you just
palmed her face. It was like, nice blue eyeliner. Yeah. Stay back.
Put a curse on her family.
You just gave her a stiff arm for no reason. It's all right.
So okay. My arm barred her.
You can laugh into the mic.
Yeah, it popped. Okay.
Anyway, so it was just a mess, and it was messy, and so I threw my Splenda wrapper on the ground and my
Jesus.
Banana. Because they hadn't
I don't know
cleaned.
If you can show your face there again.
Fuck them. I'm so upset. Well,
no, you definitely can't.
I feel like this is...
Because we're having the whole staff of Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf on the show next week.
Darn right.
Good. See if they even show up.
I feel like this is an episode right out of the Lonely Island video. Like, I threw it on the ground. Yeah,
so
and that's just
funny.
Your iced tea.
And this is so, it's just water. I'm just, it's so upsetting.
Now, we were briefly talking about how your Emerson College comedy buddy, Dan Levy, who was here mm-hmm. recently, and you said you don't keep in touch with them too much.
Well,
you went to school with a handful of comedians.
I
which,
did.
First of all, it's kind of rare because there's like six of you that came out here.
Well, Dan is, I think, 2 years older than me, and we were in a sketch group
Dan's
together.
Dan's 46.
Dan's 46. I look amazing.
I'm right.
44.
Good job.
Thank you. We were in a sketch group together. I love Dan Levy.
Yeah.
I just, you know, everyone has their own lives. He's
of course.
Baby.
Yeah.
I don't shun Dan Levy. If I saw him, I would hug him.
Yeah.
But no, I don't read the Emerson newsletter or anything. But
you were saying that they're hitting you up for... That you'd still donate money. And I find that very admirable because...
I might have lied about that. I didn't know we were going to talk about it. Sometimes I do. I don't know what
have you
do.
But you have at some point sent money.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's then that's good. All you need to say.
Yeah. And in my high school as well.
Sure. Because I was saying that USC hits me up all the time, but I'm still paying for my loans. So it's really like... it's really patronizing to be like, you know, hey, could you give us... And sometimes the kids will call and be like, it's just 20 bucks. 20 bucks is all we need. We're getting new seats in the theater. I was like, I'm not going to get to use them.
Ever.
Plus, I'm still...
right.
And then I said, you know, hit up LeVar Burton, and you're like, why are you obsessed with this guy? Well, he went to the School of Theater. Reading Rainbow is one of my favorite shows. But he spoke to our acting class my senior year. We have a few guest speakers come in, Henry Winkler. And
he went to Emerson.
Henry Winkler did?
Yeah, he graduated from Emerson. We had a whole symposium about him. I don't know what he's doing at your school.
Because his son was in the film school, Max.
What do they put in the water at Emerson? There's all these talented people coming out of
there. They put NYU rejections in the water.
So sad.
We're all so driven.
Well, so LeVar Burton, his speeches.
Back to LeVar Burton.
Yeah, we're not getting distracted from this guy. He takes out a knife at one point. He's giving us like this inspirational speech. Then he takes out a knife and he goes, life? Is full of decisions and paths that you can take or not take. He goes like, and he takes the knife out. He goes, some people, he goes, it's the way you see things in life. Some people see this as a weapon. Some people see it as a tool. And then he starts smacking himself on the forehead like it's a dick in a gay porno. And he's just smacking the knife on his forehead. And we're all sitting there like, is this guy fucking nuts?
Oh my God.
At least I was thinking that. Everybody else was just in this trance of LeVar, like, he's so great. Like, this is such an amazing speech. I was like, he's smacking himself with a knife. Then it starts to, like, bleed a little. And he goes, is it a weapon or a tool? And I raise my hand. I go, pretty sure it's a weapon because I think you're bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, what? And he kind of, like, feels. And he's like, oh. He's like, well, sometimes, you know, it's not what you think it is. And I was like,
what?
Well, at least he's committing to the speech at this point.
Yeah, there you go.
Two things about that. One, that's the kind of speech you give when you're torturing someone in, like, a POW camp.
Yeah.
Or you're just like hitting them on the forehead with a knife.
Yeah,
will
like
it
to
cut
yourself.
You? Will it not? Yeah.
And then the other thing is that remember that show we did together? We did some school in like the middle of the day.
Oh yeah,
you
the
hit
college.
Yourself in the head with the microphone.
Oh
you
yeah.
Bleeding.
Oh yeah. I was
Wait,
doing
what
this.
Happened?
Oh yeah. I was doing somewhere. This. I think it was North. Not Cal State Northridge.
Yeah, doesn't. We're not.
There's no
them.
Reason to give a
they're
shout out to
yeah,
this school.
So, yeah, some college that paid you to do a shitty.
But
thing.
I was doing this
for
bit about working. About being about the outfits at Universal when I was doing Wolverine, being skin tight, and this guy playing Captain America had a huge dick, and so kids would run up to him to take a picture with him, like, ha, 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 and then I'd hit myself with the mic and do a kid start crying. But, you know, I don't practice smacking myself with the mic.
No.
So
not LeVar Burton.
Sometimes you just, you know, you don't.
No, and sometimes I've had it to where, like, the mic, the screen on the mic, like, one thing will pop out. So that's, like, because I've like, cut my fingers on
Or
on
it's just jacked up and it's, like, all spiky.
Yeah, so you just nail
just
yourself
right
in
the face.
With it.
No, you know, I didn't realize how strong I was that day. But the mic just smack, crack, and just blood
you
everywhere.
Handled it well.
I guess so. Well, one girl in the front was like, I think you're bleeding.
I think
that blood on your face.
Yeah, man.
And then you made some weird Jewish joke about it. And I was like, don't tell them we're Jewish. Let's just get out of here. They're like, oh, yeah, the Jews just bleeding. I'm like, don't get any ideas. We've got to go. We shouldn't be in this part of Southern California.
They could feast on Jew blood. You don't know where they're coming from.
This is a Methodist university. With the people hitting you up money, I think I may have the story that trumps it all. LPA, Little People of America, the organization that hates me, they sent me a request. Oh, because I say midget all the time in my act, and they don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a long, I've talked about it a few times, how I've gotten protested before.
How are they going to respond to the stash?
I don't
That's
know.
Like you're giving them a new piece of ammo to fire at you.
And he has a mustache, so obviously this one can't be trusted. I don't know why that's my
yeah,
that
yeah
good.
Is Danny Glover the head of this fucking organization?
I'm getting too old for this midget shit. No, so that'll be more like that voice. It'll be like the midget protesting voice.
Yeah.
Like, fuck Brad Williams. So,
are there any dwarves that actually sound like that?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. To have a little voice, too?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Sorry,
on top
that came
of that.
Out so bad.
Boy, I want that as my ringtone. To have a not just to be little, but to have a little voice, too?
I mean, Brad, first of all, I mean, look at your hands. They're creepy as fuck.
I'm so that is not.
No. Hey, this guy has a giant wall.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I thought you were just...
It's fine.
Wall is code for penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
I
exactly.
Know.
Yeah. The wall is.
Oh my God!
The
Game of Thrones makes so much more sense now.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You and I might. You and I might be the only people on the face of the earth.
I don't watch it.
No, don't
what?
Leave.
Because like okay.
Okay, wait. That's not fair. Because when I don't watch Mad Men, people do this to me. So
yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Also, people are. I'm tired of people asking me if I've seen it. Before, like, I ran into a friend I hadn't seen in 10 years, and he asked me if I'd seen Game of Thrones before he even said, hey, how's it going, man? How you been?
It's a good thing you haven't seen him in 10 years, because he's a loser.
But, like, why is the show... Give me, in one sentence, why the show is so incredible.
Horses! No. In my head, you had
that
said...
That was
in
so
my
chick-like.
Head, in my head, you said one word, not one sentence.
Fair enough.
And as you were saying it, I was like, pick a good one, fuck it up, horses!
Horses. That's a good reason to pitch Seabiscuit to somebody.
Could have gone with swords, could have gone with tits, and she went,
leather
horses!
Movement. It's just... I mean, it's a compelling story. It's mm-hmm. The acting is amazing, and it's pure fantasy.
I feel like we're still talking about The Sandlot. See, I don't know what the differentiation
is. Good.
Between...
If you watch it first episode, you're like, I'm into this.
See,
and no one is safe.
The acting's great, I hear, too, right?
And that's one of the reasons why I can't watch it, is because Dinklage is so awesome in it that as another dwarf, I'm like,
I hear you.
Fuck, he's good! I can't compete with
you,
that
you
want to
be
shit.
The only one, yeah.
That
yeah.
actually makes me feel better because I think as comics or just as funny people, sometimes we shy away from watching other funny things sometimes. If it's in the same vein of something you could have done or something you did pitch. Like, I don't watch shows that I got producers callbacks on. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
That should have been my generic blonde girl part.
Sure.
I don't want to watch her.
Well, that's the reason I've never seen an episode of Step by Step, because I went in for the role of Cody Lambert. Yes, I was 4.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But oh. No. Oh.
That's
what you call acting right there, Brad. That's
wow.
4 years of a university.
Lambert. We may have to switch the name of the bit to What Will Eliza Believe?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah,
just trying to be nice.
There's a game we play every now and then called What Will Adam Believe? Based on the fact that when my parents split up when I was 8, thanks for bringing it up, a kid on the playground went up to me, who I didn't even know, and told me they got back together. It was a kid who had, like,
oh
heard.
My God.
Yeah, and I believed it. And I believed it, went home and asked my mom about it. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about or who this kid is. Yeah, so now I'm a gullible person. So
that doesn't, I don't think, that when you're little, it's you. What is your frame of reference?
This was 2 weeks ago.
It still happens. But so I get this letter in the mail from LPA, and it says, hey, we donate to the scholarship fund and the medical fund. Which
sure.
Are two very good things. And I'm about to donate, then I open up the newsletter that comes with the request. There's an article about how people shouldn't watch my comedy, should
oh,
go away
Jesus.
From my comedy.
Are you serious?
That's
yeah.
not fair.
And I'm just like, wait a minute. So,
someone messed up the mailing list.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest
that's
sort of
that they
one.
Should so support it. That's
right.
Ridiculous.
Well, I say that, and I don't watch Peter Dinklage. But whatever.
But that's
yeah.
actively yeah, yeah. trying to boycott you versus you just not – HBO doesn't care if you – like, that's just – that's ridiculous. That's
yeah.
actually – that's like McCarthyism.
That's too smart for me. I dropped out of college.
It's actually not like McCarthyism.
Brad, can we give an overview of Eliza's career highlights to our listeners who
absolutely.
May – they should know. But if they don't
– no.
Also, let's just do it to fluff the ego for a minute.
Oh, I thought you were doing it to punish me.
To punish you?
No, you've done actual
You've had a stellar
stuff.
Career, and it's still rising.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank God someone said that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. If I could get your manager to say that.
Oh, God. Well, first of all, you hosted a weekly news show, pop culture show.
Are you reading this off of a page?
Nope, I'm knowing this based off our friendship.
Okay. All right. Is that a gullible thing, or are you?
No, that's
okay,
real. That's a genuine
computer.
Statement right there.
I'm reading it off the
that's
Wikipedia.
Okay.
Brad's reading it off the Wikipedia
sure.
page.
Posted the weekly news.
That streamed live.
Streamed live. It was what, the longest running. I'm going to give it that title. We did
sure.
it for like 4
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it was great.
We did it before anyone did theirs. And I did that.
Yeah, guests on some episodes. But here's the thing, like you, I know you don't talk a shit ton about news related stuff in your act.
No.
But you did on that show a lot.
Yeah,
which
like
was
garbage
great.
News. Yeah, but you know, and you get really like passionate about 7-Eleven discontinuing a turkey sandwich or something like that, or like
yeah.
a new lotion or something. Just fun things. Nobody really wants to hear you wax poetic about Benghazi or something. You're going to lose a
right.
lot of followers that
right.
way.
Right. I get it. Yeah.
Have you ever?
They should have told us.
You've never been somebody to maybe cover political things like that or just big worldly news issues.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
And then if it's something that you can substantiate with comedy first and fact second, then you can do whatever you want.
Right.
But if you just bring it up, are you setting me up for something?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking.
But if you just bring it up.
I don't know when I've developed this look that just feels like, I guess it's because I was looking at you like this.
Except the president with what will the Luz believe? And yeah. now I'm like, everything's a trap. Trust no one.
Much like Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming. You don't get that reference. That's okay.
Wait, that's like a slogan from them, right?
It's from the show.
Yeah, right? Okay, because some soldier gave me a coin that had the Game of Thrones logo on it.
It's not a real coin.
And
I hate to tell you.
No, I know.
I think HBO has those.
It's one of those coins.
The collector coins.
I'm aware.
Yeah, the collector coins. Well, yeah, because you've done USO tours.
Yeah, I got all coins.
Yeah, and then you, like, for those of you who don't know, military guys have coins, and if you're in a bar and someone says, hey, man, show me your coin, and you don't have it, then
show
me
your dick.
You blow.
Wait, that's a backup
right
plan?
There in the bar.
Don't ask, don't tell.
What are you carrying coins for? Is it like just in case
you
Dave and Buster's
someone,
pops up in Iraq?
They have in Iraq. They have, oh, is it a Dave and Buster's? What's another? Like a TGI Fridays.
GameWorks?
Like Bagram, I think. And they have.
David TGI Fridays in Bagram?
They in their base. Like it's like the big one.
They want my baby back.
That's really funny.
Oh,
come over to TGI Fridays. All beef rib.
They're horse ribs.
No pork.
try the bloomin' onion.
High-ranking officials have these coins. They give to you when you've done something or when you meet them. And
okay,
so,
cool.
And they just give them to you. You shake their hand, and then you got a coin. So you start.
So it's like when. So it's like if an athlete gave you his jersey after a game.
Kind of. He threw it at you.
Threw it at you. It was covered in sweat. The coins, though, just covered in dirt. And
there's so many.
Yeah.
And it's only for military people. Like, you can't do it to a civilian, but military people, whoever has the higher-ranking coin gets the drink bought for them. If you can't provide your coin, you have to buy the drink.
Right.
I don't carry the coin with me because...
Oh,
it's
really?
Heavy.
You were on Comics Unleashed.
Woo!
The episode was on the other night.
People
tweeted me.
Yo, I want to, first of all, remember when that was a big deal?
Yes, it was like it was the attainable show that like young comics, anyone wanted to get on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody.
Right.
And
first of all, there's a handful of, I think, like validations like that, whether it's a special or a late night set or something, but there's not a ton that
an
make you go
about last
oh
night
yeah
podcast.
Exactly
that totally legitimizes you
that really and that was one of them for a long time
a
because like you see reruns, it's like everybody like there was they
Everybody's
had a hologram of Richard Pryor on one the other night and he was with Sinbad and Carrot Top
and the thing about that show that people that aren't in comedy don't realize is that it's total opposite of what the title of the show is. The title of the show is Comics Unleashed.
Yeah,
like, meaning
very
like
very much leashed.
Anything can happen.
It
They're
should be
unleashed.
Called. Yeah, comics had 2 days to prepare their material and will be spoon-fed the questions
spoon-fed,
by the host.
These are layups, and this should be
now. Eliza, let me tell now. You have a dog, right? Isn't that right? And
I
your
do
dog
have a dog.
And some
the funny thing is,
and sometimes she sleeps.
Sleeps.
Tell me about that sleeping dog you got.
I have a dog that sleeps.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
not
bit.
Hot dog because I turn the air down so it's
now,
cold.
Now, Brad Garrett, you're married, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally, there's nothing is related to anything else. It has nothing to do. And it's just you. I was on there with two comics. One was Theo Von, who I happen to really like. And the other two guys, one was said something really inappropriately sexual to me. Shocker. And then the other guy was Michael Winslow, who wouldn't stop. And you're just
stop making noises.
Like while everyone was talking, and he just kept going.
Wow.
And so you're sitting there, and you're because you want to look good on camera. Every time someone makes a bad joke, you're like,
of course.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, you have to be supportive.
Exhausted.
Now let me ask you something. What's more offensive, the guy making sexual comments to you, or if Michael Winslow just made sexual noises at you and big eyes and faces? Yeah, if he was like,
so turned on by both.
Then you got on the show Last Comic Standing.
Not just on the show, Adam Ray.
Yeah,
took it home.
You fucking won it.
Darn right.
Can I just say something about that? So I just did Bert Kreischer's podcast, and I said this, and I'm just going to make this my standard.
The Bert cast.
Bert. Yeah. it's cool that I won Last Comic Standing.
Yeah.
I'd like to think I've done other things, but I totally get it.
For sure.
No, but that's not on you. That's you know, it's the biggest thing.
I'm building
it's
here.
No, okay, thank you. It's a network show, but I never bring it up because, like I said on his, when I do, I feel like Al Bundy, like four touchdowns in a single game, Polk High, 1976. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be like, do you know what I did in 2008?
Totally, and you know what? I commend you for that, but hey, I still ago. I bring up my According to Jim guest star from 2007 weekly.
Okay,
God
fair.
Damn
and
it.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
And my relationship. No, and I commend you for your humility,
Thank you.
At the same time,
it's not like
they, you know, it's not like you didn't do anything. It's not like you weren't deserving of it.
I did a good job.
Yeah. So just take that
but
and
then,
shut up.
I'll take it.
But then at the same time.
Go back
time,
to Coffee Bean and cause a ruckus.
And tea leaf.
Coffee Bean and tea leaf. But at the same time, it's very mature of you because it's almost annoying when someone goes on stage and says, you know him from his appearance on In Living Color, and it, and you're not named Wayans or Carrie.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And this is kind of me being a jerk, but it's funny if I do a, you know, like a show at the Hollywood Improv, wherever, and there's like seven comics on the lineup and they make a flyer, and all of their credits are from Last Comic Standing. I'm like, look.
Yeah.
For you, it was season two.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't get past the first round.
Sure.
Right.
Don't you want to not use it, being that my credit is winner of it? Like,
right.
just kind of, it
you know you're on the same
yours.
Show with you. With,
Pick
with,
another one.
Yeah, with you.
Say you had a Showtime special. No one's going to know.
Sure.
No one's going to know.
No one's looking up.
Did you have fake credits like that before you developed credits? I think everybody
Well,
did,
they're
right?
not they're not fake as much as you kind of stretch the truth. Like, you've seen them on MTV, and it's like because you were an extra on Sweet 16.
Or I did, like, a voiceover for a Jimmy Kimmel sketch, and, they were, like, and one time, and I was like, I just did this sketch for Jimmy Kimmel, and the guy goes. And then the host took the, you know, creative
license. He killed it on Jimmy
Kimmel. Oh, yeah,
Kimmel
he was
Live.
Like, you just saw him on Kimmel. He's like, he writes for the show. I was like, easy, buddy, fucking.
He jerked Jimmy off right before he came
here. Okay, that part's true, but let's start from the beginning.
How do you think I got the voiceover job?
Now, did you feel like, winning, because obviously there's, and I don't think it's ever going to go away, the, male and women, like, you funny for a female, all that bullshit, you know, did you feel like, yeah, this one's for the ladies?
No,
or,
at the time I didn't.
Until people made a deal out of it, right?
They still did, but I didn't really internalize it. I think of something like that just takes perspective and age, and now that I'm older, I'm a little bit more, I think more about women, I think more about that, because it was such a weird thing. I won that. I had never been... My friends were male comics, and I'd always been, I don't know, I had to work so hard, but I was funny. It's not like I was up there telling dick jokes all the time like the other girls. And so I never, and growing up, I was always funny with the guys, so I never thought of myself as, like, I'm a girl being funny. I just never.
No, and when you show up to comedy clubs, I mean, a lot of women when they show up, but, like, a lot of female comics, when they show up to comedy clubs, you see them in, like, the full garb, like they're wearing their outfit, the full makeup, full hair. They've done like 4 hours. I love the fact that you show up to comedy club in jeans and a t-shirt. Like, I'm gonna try
looking
this
horrible.
Bit out.
Thank you.
No, you look adorable.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah,
compliments.
Yeah, you don't
hug that mic some more, by the way.
Just saying.
There it is.
But yeah, but you do it because you, and then you're cracking wise with us up in the green room, just like shooting the shit.
Yeah.
You're definitely not the stereotypical as some people might put it.
I think what it just
comic.
Comes down to is not allowing society, I'll say society and not sound like an asshole, not letting people put their misconceptions or preconceived notions about what you should be on you and just kind of completely shunning it. And I just never thought of myself as like, I'm a girl in a guy's world. And it was, I proved myself and I did it. And every once in a while, you know, I think it's getting easier for girls, but at the time, I definitely wasn't like, I did this for girls. I was like, girls, pick up the fucking slack.
Yeah.
And they
come
have.
On.
I think girls are doing a good job.
Totally. Now, you guys did some big tour, theater tour.
Yeah.
And I know you've got mixed feelings about that whole experience. But what I am curious about is now, because you're headlining all the time now, and I'm about to start doing it, and he's been doing it for a while. How do you fill your time on the road?
How do I fill my time on the road?
Because I'm curious, because I know some people just stay in the hotel. Some people... Yeah. Go to the I was in the Lake Tahoe Improv in the fall, and it might have been the most trapped I've ever felt, because like there was like
in Lake Tahoe
because it was but like you don't, it's not beautiful at night, like up in the resort you're up in the woods and there's a casino.
Awesome. You go out, you start a fire with your knife and a flint.
Yeah, but I was by myself, and like
I don't know why
there was
I went
only
there.
So many.
Look,
I knocked on a stranger's door and asked for weed. I mean, it was a whole thing that like just. One show a night for the first 3 nights, so it was over by 9:30.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, that's the part.
Too much time with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not always at a resort in Cabo where you can get a couple's massage with your favorite midget. You know, that's just saying.
Yeah, that happened about 3 weeks ago, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You watch a lot of reality TV. I know that because you tweet about TV nonstop.
I really, If it's a cool, if you're in New York, then you've got friends, and it's New York City.
Yep,
you can
sure.
go out if you're
yep.
sitting like that. Or like you were, you hung out with me in Seattle, so that yep. was fun. If I have friends there, sometimes the feature is super cool. To be honest, I really like sleeping all day. I know that I should. I won't rent a car because I had a bad experience one time where I got a speeding ticket that messed up my license in Los Angeles for a very long time.
All right. How fast were you going?
100 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Through South Dakota, who wouldn't?
You're trying to get out of there.
Was that your argument?
Yeah, I was like,
he was
officer,
like, I'm born and raised here. Who is that guy?
He's
that I'm
a black
doing right there?
Southerner, a black slave, apparently, with that
Magic
voice.
Johnson is the cop.
Look, Kobe Bryant's going to have a great game. You can't stop him.
I was like, officer, wouldn't you? And the point is, so I don't rent cars because I think it's a pain in the ass. And usually someone will take me where I want to go. If it's with walking distance, I'll walk around.
Sure.
But I typically like to sleep. I say I'll do writing. I don't know if I do that. But here's the way it works for me. I sleep all day. Because I usually get in the day before, so I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I drink a coffee and a Red Bull, and I do my set. I go super hard for 2 hours, like just mm-hmm. with energy, yep. sweating. And then I eat my dinner at the club, and then I get back to the hotel, and I order more room service. And I stay up watching free HBO till like 3 a.m., and yeah. then I sleep the next day till like 4. I don't shower. And then I sleep the next day, and then I spend about 2 hours getting ready and kind of listening to music, and I yeah. just do it all over again.
Totally.
It's just kind of, I don't really
do you sleep while here? Because yeah. I know, because I'll use the road to catch up on sleep. So,
dude, I don't. It's not glamorous. I don't know. I'm going to Comics in a few weeks in Foxwoods.
Yeah.
Comics, and it's a giant casino. Mm. It's like the biggest. It's like the MGM Grand of the Northeast. And I'm bringing a girl with. That sounds like such a lesbian thing. I'm bringing a feature with me as my friend. But when you're in a casino like that, there's so much to do.
Of course.
So sure. that'll be fun.
Yeah.
There you go. And yeah, there's stuff that's open all night at the casinos, so it's not
food
just
is
like
important for comics, by the way. Like as long as there's
huge.
Nothing worse than doing like a college gig and they're like, there's only an Applebee's and you're like, oh,
or they'll bring you sandwiches that they're like, they've been out all day, but you can have as many as you want.
Just peel the turkey off.
Yeah. The Des Moines Funny Bone, they stick you at the Microtel Inn and Suites and within walking distance, and I'm like you, only I don't rent a car because I can't reach the pedals. So within walking distance of the Microtel Inn and Suites, there is a Ruby Tuesdays, and that is it.
That's it. Oh,
that
Jesus.
Is all. So you're like, okay, let's
as
get
long
the
as walking distance.
Yeah, let's get the salmon platter. Again.
If there's only going to be one, why? I mean, if you're going to know that there's only going to you're going to have one thing that's accessible to the comics, why Ruby Tuesdays?
Also, what are you doing to us? Put us somewhere else. Build something. Like, what do you think I'm going to do all day? Like,
yeah.
is my mental health not a concern?
Yeah, that and the worst part is that the Des Moines Funny Bone is right. The Des Moines Funny Bone is right in a huge metropolitan shopping area that has hotels in it.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
So you're like, what? They're here. No?
The worst.
Shit.
And then the worst is when you go into a city and like a comic friend, you'll be like, oh, yeah, don't let them put you at the Hilton. Make sure they put you wherever. And then you're like, but what if the Hilton was good and the other one is shitty? Like, you just never know until you go.
Yeah.
And it might be shitty for you and good for someone else. Just bring a book.
bring a nice set of goosebumps and
something.
Just saddle
yeah.
up.
Goosebumps.
Now, what
Arl
is,
Stein will be your friend.
What is your go-to reality TV? I mean, it seems like you're across the board. Like,
I
you,
am.
You feature everything in your brain.
I used to watch all the Real Housewives, every
Jesus.
Franchise, and I stopped.
Oh my God.
I stopped.
Is it?
I stopped about a
Thank
year ago
God.
Because I was like, I'm just watching women fight over and over.
Yeah, you're a part of the problem at that point.
I feel like I should applaud you, like you kicked heroin.
I did. It was a big. I knew every character, every everything. I've really tried to up my game in terms of watching more non-linear TV, like House of Cards, Downton Abbey. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
NeNe Leakes is such a bitch.
She's a fucking loser. And you know what? You want to talk about how much
I just
money you
the
have,
pin
NeNe?
On the grenade.
Yeah.
You want, all she does is talk about, I'm rich, I got money. Why don't you fix your motherfucking side tooth, you piece of garbage? You're sitting there
side tooth is playing at the Troubadour next week, by
they
the
are.
Way.
That's
butchering
right.
the English language that I love so much with your just raping of grammar on a daily basis and all your wealth and your Louboutin heels and your Gucci bag. Fix your teeth. Then talk to me.
Fix Your Teeth and Talk to Me should be the name of your next album and or special.
No one in the South would ever buy a ticket.
No, you film it in the South.
Fix Your Teeth and Talk to Me.
Please tweet Eliza on Twitter, hashtag fix your teeth.
Fix your side tooth.
Fix your side. I had a bit about in my half hour special. I had a whole thing about side tooth, so it's always in my mind.
You just did an hour.
I did an hour. It's called War Paint.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Talk about the milestones and the mini victories in this business. That's a huge deal.
I was excited about it. It's going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
So I'm really happy
awesome.
About that. Yeah.
Here you go.
And we're shooting on Thursday. This Thursday we're shooting the cover. Mm-hmm. So
what are you going to
I'm going to be topless.
Are you really?
What? Mm-hmm. All right. Adam
but
and
it'll
just
be
went quiet.
But it'll be blurred.
Things that you guys will believe.
Well, we did.
I'm going to be topless, but it's not.
Notice
going
the genuine
to be...
smiles on our faces,
yeah, sure.
though. Yeah,
so yeah.
That's a compliment.
Of course, you're not going to be like, what?
Oh, gross. Boobies.
Yeah. You know, because if you were Roz G coming up, I'm going to be topless. I got problems. You're like, ugh.
Who's Roz G?
Roz G was.
Black girl from. I just deduced that from the impression.
Jesus. Welcome back to That's Oddly Racist.
No, Eliza Schlesinger.
Roz is a very funny black comedian. Yeah, short hair. And
oh, Roz, she was on Last Comic.
Yeah, she was on Last Comic Standing. Didn't win. You know, she's no Eliza.
Wait, so you are going to be topless?
It's called war paint, and the war paint refers to the makeup that girls put on when they go out to look for guys. I have a whole bit about the, and it's an anthropologically based bit about all the things that women do to make themselves attractive and why we do these things, and the whole thing is about, wanting to have a baby. And that's not that it's not about having a baby, but it's about all the, like, how it is.
Finding the person that can help you make that baby.
Well, it's about, like, we're going to war. Like, I'm not wearing a push-up bra because it's comfortable, and I'm not wearing heels because they make... Because they're good for my circulation. They
same,
make your
yeah, the same way
good.
A soldier's not putting on a backpack and holding an AK-47 because he likes the way it feels in his hands.
It's not the same way, because this is to get male attention, maybe. And that is to hope that nobody, hopefully defend yourself, yeah,
sure.
if someone does give you attention.
Sure.
So there's makeup. So I wanted to, so anyways, the cover is just, I'm not going to tell you what the cover is, but my thinking was this. Every time I look at a girl, we don't have to go into names by any means. Anytime I look at a girl, or even guys do this, but girls like to do, like, sexy cover, but then I'm holding a dildo, or I'm holding
sure.
a chicken.
Sure, no or holding ever, a side tooth.
Yeah. The only cover I've ever laughed at is Tina Fey's Bossy Pants with her big hands.
Yeah,
and, like, that's
hilarious.
Not an album. It's super funny, but she's also not trying to be like, look, I'm sexy and funny.
Right.
And I'm like, why don't we just skip the funny part and let you buy the DVD and make the album cover super sexy? You're probably more likely to click on a really hot picture on my JPEG.
Yep.
If you're flipping through Netflix, what are you going to click on? A girl where all of her skin is showing and she looks hot, or some girl like holding like a wonky hat?
No.
Obviously. So that's my marketing idea.
Play to your strengths. That's why on my next album cover, I just got a G-string because my ass is unreal.
Yeah, his ass is just,
I feel like
just
you got a
top
hard
dollar.
Ass.
I do have a hard ass.
Muscular.
Yeah,
a lot of squats out of that guy.
Word.
Yeah, squat it.
And not in the gym. It's just in and out of the car. Yeah, so okay. So wait, now, war paint over the...
The title's
there. Are you just going to be walk into a studio, be buck naked, and the guy's going to be like, okay, I'll just take as many as I can here until
I need to be topless for it because of we're gonna have... Okay, so you ever see like a picture of a Virgin Mary?
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's always
sure,
like that
yeah,
aura around her?
I live in a Mexican neighborhood. I've seen this.
But you get it. You're from Orange County, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Yvonne de Guadalupe is in my tortilla.
It's like
that's another black guy impression. This guy's just really...
It's like a regular Michael Winslow.
Oh, my God. Get everyone. It's in the orange juice. It's the pulp has made the Yvonne de Guadalupe.
They do talk about pulp a lot, don't they?
They do?
I don't know.
Just creating stereotypes.
We're just
here.
Lying to each other. But you know, there's always that like aura around her. There's always like, you know, so instead of that, it's going to be me, but it's all going to be like 1,000 hands, each holding a different cosmetic product.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's almost like that.
Great idea.
So, and then maybe
almost
one
like
two.
When Jennifer Connelly fell through the sewer in Labyrinth and all those hands were touching her on the way down.
That was actually
but now
a
they're
going to
be holding.
That was a frame of reference for the
See?
Art when we were talking
about
it.
It's a great fucking
wow.
reference right
and
now.
Maybe one or two goes across my chest, but the point is you can't. We didn't
maybe
want
have Hoggle pop up, that little dwarf character from the...
Warpaint and
Hoggle. Yeah. Do you know the guy that played Hoggle, by the way?
If you want a Hoggle, why don't you just get me?
Is he a member of the ASL? What is it?
LPA.
He's got to be.
Probably.
ASL is something you can tear in your knee.
I think ASL is American Sign Language.
You're,
sure.
Yeah, in
sure.
the next few years, you're about to be part of that small group, no pun intended, of really famous dwarves where it's like Hoggle, Vern Troyer, Peter Dinklage, Brad Williams.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... That's
if you're mentioning...
That's
good,
has anything
that's
to
good
say
company.
About it.
That's great company.
Yeah.
If you're in the same world as Hoggle from Labyrinth, you're doing something right.
Hoggle.
All right. So then, obviously, the show you just did... You hosted a dating show, super popular. You killed it.
Called Excuse.
Yeah, and called
it's
Excuse.
On, it's on right now
on CBS.
It's still on. It's not on CBS. It was syndicated by CBS, so it's on various.
They're affiliate.
Mm-hmm. Kind. Yes.
Yeah. You, how many episodes did you do that?
230.
That's a lot.
230
My favorite
episodes.
Thing is I go to the comedy store and I'll be like, Tommy, like I didn't get a spot this week. I'm like, wow, so and so's here. He's got a show, and I'm like, but his show was canceled, and I have a show. Yeah. Wow. Not the same. I'm like, but mine's on every night and has been for 2 years. Wow, it's not network. I'm like, yeah, network made it though, and it's on.
Yeah,
no,
frequently.
No way of getting inside that brain.
I don't want.
Unless you walk up to him smoking a joint, I don't think there's a way to really, you know?
I just shot a pilot, and I had Rick Ingram come and do the audience warm-up, which was maybe the best decision of my life.
Because Rick Ingram, in terms of crowded.
Does he do that much?
I was like, I don't know if I can follow him. Like, I have a script. I don't know if I can follow him. I didn't watch him do it, but I know.
Has he done that before?
No. I was like, Brody Stevens is amazing, and he does it for everyone, but he can't be everywhere. I'm like, why don't people hire Rick Ingram?
Rick should be doing it all the time.
Rick, you're welcome. I now get 10% of everything you do.
Done.
But he came in, and I just, for my birthday, all I've ever wanted to do was sit with Rick Ingram for an hour and just have him talk like that.
Yeah.
I forgot the whole point of this, but he.
Did a pilot.
He. What was the point about Rick Ingram?
Excused.
Though? I don't remember. Wow, it's not just that.
But for anyone that hasn't seen your show Excused, like what separates it from other dating shows?
It's from the guys who did Blind Date, which I was on twice. Let's get
you
back
were?
To you.
Shut up. No, you weren't.
Yep, as a joke, I'll send you the clip after
as
the show.
As a child?
Yeah, this is after I lost out for the role of Cody Lambert on Step by Step.
See,
2 years
I'm
later, I was...
Wise.
No, I swear to God, I'll send you the clip. It's on YouTube. Type in Adam Ray plus Blind Date. I went on twice in college, my junior year of USC. I went on as a joke. I wore a wig. And then towards the end of the day, the girl was hammered, and she pulled my wig off. And she had scissors for some reason. So first of all, she was trying to cut my hair. It was one of those Gilligan's Islands hats I bought from City Walk with long hair hanging out the side. And the whole time I was like, man, this is so great. I've been trying to meet more women. And then we drank a bottle of Manischewitz wine. I gave her a Hebrew lesson in the park.
Oh my God.
Manischewitz wine. Then she wanted to do body shots of tequila. I'm like, I'm game, but I don't think you know what Manischewitz and tequila is going to do to your body, lady. So she ends up puking in the car.
All right.
I tried to get her. She passed out. She fell down in a mini bar. At one point she goes, look at this. And her legs do like a Looney Tunes. And she falls over. It made it on E's 101 Worst Dating Moments.
That's great.
And you just hear me. She falls. I don't flinch. I'm holding my drink and I just go, whoa. As she falls over.
So what you're saying is you got laid?
Yeah. No. She passed out in the
car.
That's
your comic.
So I got laid. No. So then we go. I try to get her to the hot tub because I brought a Batman suit. And in my head, I was like,
who brings all these props? You're like, I'm prepared for this.
Oh meet. Yeah. This was like, you know.
Did you think this was going to be your big break? Like, did you, like secretly? Because we all think that at all times.
I definitely talked about with my roommates being like, they'll see how great you were on this dating show and be like, that's like innovative and like no one's ever. I wanted to get to the point.
We'll do the dishes. You know what? We'll take care of this chore wheel, Adam.
So I went back on again with a wig again, and they were like, as soon as I walk up, the producer's like, because I went to a wig shop in the morning to get like all fit and everything. It was like a long-haired Antonio Banderas wig, and I was in the limo. I was in the limo talking to the guy like, yeah, man, I'm so fired up to meet a lady, man. It's been such a long time.
Because
like,
you could pass for Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know what that voice I was doing.
Like a Mexican something. Person?
Yeah, Spanish.
So I get Spanish. There. Yeah, a little bit. The guy sees me with the wig, and he just gets on the phone to me, and he goes, oh, shit. He goes, yeah, no, it's Scott. Hey, it's that Adam guy's here. He's doing the wig thing again. And he's like, dude, he goes,
like
what are you?
A pariah.
Oh, yeah.
You were blacklisted by Blind Date.
Oh, yeah. So he goes, dude, what are you doing, man? I go, this is how I meet people. If the way they treat me with the wig, then I take it off and see if they really like me for me. I'm just making a bullshit.
You have an amazing head of hair under it, which is, it's not like you're going to reveal like the worst head ever. Right.
So then he goes, you can't wear the wig, man. I go, all right. I go, then I'm getting hammered. And he goes, okay. She doesn't drink. She's a prude. And I just get shit faced. And it's.
That's how most episodes of Excused were.
Yeah.
Mm. People just like, it's free.
Were any now? Did people ever? How did the show?
It's a dating show, and the idea is that even to this day I find it exhausting and convoluted to explain. But basically,
you want me to explain it?
Yeah, actually, that'd be
okay.
Great.
So guys and girls, three guys and three girls. So first, there's one girl, and
I better take over.
Yeah.
Here.
There's a group of dinosaurs, and they're trying to find the Great Valley.
We got
it, Adam. That's
we
land before
wigs.
Time.
The first season was different than the second, but basically it's about rejection, and it's about your first impression getting you in the door and the
there
second impression keeping you there. Okay. So it's at the beginning of the show, I'm sitting there with two girls, and in the other room are four guys, and we watch a little package on each guy, and then I kind of over a microphone in the other room, I kind of grill them. I'm like, oh, really? So you said your best attribute was your singing voice. Let's hear you sing.
Right.
But we didn't own the rights to any music, so there's always like bad keyboard music in the back or like them just trying. Anyways, and so based on that, the girls excuse two of the guys, and they leave, and it's my job to come up with a funny way to reject them. It's basically
which
my job to just make fun of you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's why I thought it was so perfect for you, because you're very quick witted, you're good at like jabbing and making fun of people without like being super insulting.
Thank you.
About
it's
it.
A skill that I acquired as I did it, because I certainly wasn't like.
That's not true. You had it before then.
Well, in person, but not.
I'm
like
sure
on
you
stage.
Rejected a lot of guys coming up and
on a
asking
daily basis.
Yeah.
No, but and so that's and then throughout the day, it's about you have the power to eject someone, then they have their power back and forth until there's a guy and one girl, and then it's who ejects who.
I love the idea that it's like all in the first impression, too, because basically these guys were walking up to the door, ringing the doorbell, and then you're just like, all right, Scott.
What do you think of his face?
Yeah, what do you think of his face? And the girl's like, I don't know. And like, he's got too many dragons on it. And then you'd be like, Scott, how do you, and they had to pitch
get
themselves.
Get out of here, dragon fag. And then like, but the
who's also
season,
playing at the Troubadour after side two? Wait, but no, but they would have to say something to pitch themselves at the door.
Yeah, and it's always it was so funny because like anytime it was anyone that was gonna obviously have a chance, it's always like, oh, the girls had the worst ones. Like, hey guys, I'm naughty and nice. Let me in, and you'll find out. It's always like I'm this and juxtaposed. I'm this. Let me in.
Now,
and you'll
girl,
find out.
Now, did a girl ever just be super direct and be like, I've got a mouth and I'm looking to put it on a dick? Like, did anybody just really come
CBS
out?
CBS doesn't like that.
I thought it was CBS affiliate.
Yeah, well, it comes it wanes and waves.
Okay, fair enough.
And then the second season.
Okay, sorry.
No, the second season we took away the door, which I don't know why they did that, and it was just us sitting in the room and just based on. And actually, it was really funny. The other day, I was at the improv, and there was a guy there who was so my type, which is stunning.
Which is
stunning. And all
right. Athlete.
He was
everyone singer.
Thinks that's my
rich.
Watch it. Watch it, Adam.
Don't you like musicians? No.
I don't know what you're dangling over my head right now, but...
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We just assume.
I know musicians like you because I had a buddy who was in a band who was obsessed with you for a while.
Who?
I'm serious. I'm not going to tell you who on earth.
Weird.
Yeah. That's why I said
what happened?
He just always... You were in a relationship.
Not anymore. Is he hot?
It was Cody Lambert from Step by Step. Well, actually, he was in a band called the Cody Lamberts.
He sounds
great
awful.
Cover band.
All right, so this guy was stunning.
This guy was just, he was tall and he was hot, and I was looking at him, but I really was in like a weird mood, and I was like housing a salad. Like, I was just like, I gotta eat before my set. And I had Blanche, and she was sitting there, it's my dog. And he comes up to me, and I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, hey. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's so hot. And he goes, you're that host from Excuse. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I was on that show, and my boner just went down. I was just like, oh, okay. And
now, where
done.
Is the girl boner located? This has been a question of mine for
it's
probably 10
enlarged
years.
It's enlarged clitoris.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
No.
You owe me $5, Brad.
I do. So, he was so hot. And then as he, literally, it was almost like, it would be like you meeting a girl, and she's like, yeah, I have 3 kids, and I've been divorced twice. You're like, okay, this isn't hot at all.
Right,
all
so I'm only going to fuck you once.
Or she was like, hey,
Right, that's fair. You're a boy. And you're
she was like, I saw you at Universal Studios when you were Wolverine, and you said you wouldn't take a picture with me. Like,
it just kind of went away. And like, it's weird because I'm looking at him, and it's registering. I'm like, this guy is so hot, but I felt nothing because, and I don't fault anyone for being on a show. Just like if you were a celebrity, you couldn't fault me for hosting the show.
Sure.
But then I think what made it worse was he was – look, I'm not trying to have a pissing contest with anyone, mostly because I'll win. But
also because it's tough to pee out of a clitoris boner.
It's hard to pee when you have a boner. But he was...
It really
it
is.
It was weird because he's like, how's your career going? Which is always a shitty question because even though it's going great, I don't want to be like, well, here's what I'm doing. Let me pitch myself to you, you fucktard. And then...
Also playing at the Troubadour after Dragon Fag and Side 2.
Side 2.
It's a great lineup.
Killer lineup.
It's the Coachella of nobodies.
At least it's indoors. But then he kept telling me what he was doing, and he was doing it in a way that he was trying to, like, slip it in and, like, be subversive about what he's doing. He's like, and I got my SAG card because I did this one show, and I didn't even
know. Stop it, man.
And I was like, I can't hire you. Look, I got to, like, it was so, like, what are you trying to prove to me?
Right.
I'm not judging you for being
so
on the
show.
So
now you see why he got on the show.
For sure.
So what were some of those great lines at the door, though? Because that was always my favorite part.
I've spent a lot of money on therapy blocking those out.
Because the guys were just as good as the girls. Like you said, like, you know, I'm naughty and nice. The guys were like, you know, I'm looking for a girl that likes to have fun, but not too much fun because I don't want a slut or something. They'd say something.
I mean, it always had to be a little PG-13, but a lot of times guys would do the Southern gentleman thing. Like, hey, guys. Oh, hey, guys. Hey, girls.
Great Southern accent.
Doesn't matter. Hey, girls.
Now, were there any Freudian slips like that where he's like, hey, guys. Girls. All right, you know what? I haven't figured this out yet. Can I come back in 2 weeks?
When we made a blooper reel and we had people do it, and I think my cousin came in to do one to be funny, and he was like, hey, guys. I'm like, Brett, you say, hey, girls. You don't want the guys. He's like, oh, all right. So, not really.
So, no guy ever
recorded them on a different day.
Hey, guys. And you go, you mean girls? He goes, no. I'm hoping there's a couple of fellas up there.
I asked for gay episodes. I thought it would be great to do gay episodes.
Why not?
It would have been fun.
You have to take it up with the network. It's not a network I want to make an enemy with, but people always ask me as if I'm the one creating the show. If I created the show, I wouldn't be on Twitter answering your piddly little question. I would love to have had a gay show. I think that would have been great. So I don't have an answer for you why they didn't do it.
Or like an all midget excused.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make theme shows. Why not?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, we judge it based on ass. We don't even see the face.
Now, first of all, they'd have to. I mean, like, you couldn't be, because I think the people walked up and rang a doorbell. So, like, I think you just.
Yeah, we kind of be screwed in that. In
just
that
maybe
that
get an enlarged doggy door.
We could
door.
Have one of those like ding, like a rope.
Oh, that'd be awesome! Because we could like run
one of the bells,
and, like,
the church bells.
Yeah, we could like jump and hang on it like Quasimodo. Yeah. That would have been sweet.
Wait.
Make sure that. Yeah. No, that's.
Or maybe like you would grab a hold of some like you know gaggle of balloons and you would just hold on and it would like raise you up to the window.
These are for you.
Like a live version of Up.
Boy,
I just really want to see you be taken away by a bunch of balloons.
No, I don't like
not
that.
Taken away, but like that's how like
I'd come back.
That's your closer.
We just take out the
do
balloons.
You get nervous?
Good night, Kentucky.
Do you get nervous when you see a flock of butterflies? What if they're angry?
What another great fucking what?
Is it called a flock?
Flock of butterflies.
A buttress of butterflies.
I don't know what
a
they
fleet.
Are.
I don't know.
Butterflies are a little intimidating. Like, yeah, they're gorgeous creatures, but like something that's flapping that hard.
As you're saying that, I know you're like, where's the bit? Something that's flapping that hard.
I don't know.
They're gorgeous
creatures.
They're
manic. They're just like.
They're like the hummingbirds of the bug community.
Yeah. It's like they're like the fucking.
Okay. They're like the Adam Richmans of the bug community.
Oh,
like 90
please.
Miles an
he
hour.
Is gentle like a butterfly, though.
Please look up Adam Richman so you get why yeah. That is funny.
Now, Eliza, what is you've dated a comic.
Like, years ago.
Okay. You've
ago.
Dated a hockey player.
I did date a hockey player.
Right? What is your, like, what's your, like, what's your dude? What's your...
If some guy's out there listening thinking, hey, I want to get me a piece of Eliza Schlesinger,
is
what is your dream guy?
If I'm creating an eHarmony profile or a J-Day profile, not that I'm saying that you're Jewish and you only date Jews, but...
No, I don't by any means. I mean, I would. It's not
wow,
about...
that was aggressive, too.
No, no I just Jews. Don't want people to...
You're open to anything?
No.
Did your parents... Are your parents, they want you to date a Jew?
I think...
My mom does.
I think that'd be nice, but I think... I mean, I haven't dated... I think I've dated one Jewish guy, and that went horribly awry.
Why?
His religion having nothing to do with it. It just did. You ever, like, date someone, and, like, let's say you date for... Let's say we'll call it 2 months, and half the time you're like, this is amazing, and then all of a sudden it's like a light goes off, and you're
some
like...
switch.
You wake up, you're like, oh, my God, you're awful, and they just get worse, and you're like, I can't. Like, you're the worst. And then the second you break up, it's almost as if the spell is broken.
Now
and you see all the things that were wrong,
right.
Like, instantly.
Oh, yeah. Well, once you separate yourself emotionally, you're able to see everything more clearly.
Yeah. I mean, I dated a girl for 2 years that I bailed out of jail twice.
Oh, my God. Well, you're stupid.
Exactly.
How?
You'd think after the twice. First infraction.
What did she go to jail for?
Warrants.
She loves the band so much.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to jail
Good
for warrants.
Shot. Good one, Elijah.
They're also playing at the Troubadour, right, guys?
Yeah. But that's an actual band that jumped to work.
Wait, so you went from comic to hockey player. That's a pretty big jump.
I didn't go from comic. I mean, it was so long ago.
There was like 20 dudes in between. But
no,
like, how did you get
not,
to? That's not true at all. You're a good girl.
I'm a good girl. But
what's it like dating a hockey player? Because he was famous. We don't have to say his name.
Famous enough.
Who was Wayne Gretzky?
I did, and his wife was not happy.
She was not happy at all. Her name also Wayne Gretzky, by the way.
Sometimes it was hard to tell them apart. My type varies because I recently have had this thing where I've been attracted to guys who, like, for a while I was like, I just the bigger the better. Are you hot and tall and muscular? Let's do that. And I'm very attracted to that body type. But intelligence is a very big deal. A very big deal.
Sure.
And sometimes I find myself attracted to very unattractive men because they're smarter than me, and that makes me happy.
Well, there you go, guys. Oh, so either be a beefcake or Ken Jennings.
Either way.
Or, hey, Ken Jennings, start fucking hitting the gym.
Oh, and also,
maybe you can have a shot with
Eliza. I was talking
with
Jody Miller, a friend of ours who's a comic, and we were talking about this the other day, how there's nothing worse. This hasn't happened to me, but this did happen to her, and I feel like it's happened maybe once to me, so I just lied to you. Where you meet a guy, and he seems pretty cool, and then he's like, yeah, I'm thinking about trying stand-up comedy. And you're like,
Nope.
I will not be that. I will not be your father.
I think anytime someone says, I'm thinking about trying, I already know that it's just never going to happen.
Sure.
Mm-mm. Because you have to be, I mean, although, like, when I started taking it seriously, like, I did maybe 10 shows from 05 to 07, and then 07 was like, all right, I'm going to do it every night now and commit to it. So there's still that, like, in between, like, do I want to do this? But unless you're...
You weren't saying it to an accomplished. You weren't like saying it to accomplished comic. I was trying to think of an attractive one. I couldn't. And to, as a, it's just ridiculous.
You weren't saying it to Angela Johnson.
There's two sitting right in front
of you.
You couldn't
think
of one?
There you
of
go.
Girls? I'm saying you weren't saying it to a female comic who was.
Yes.
Oh.
Adam, have you ever dated a comic before?
No.
Okay.
No.
So just Eliza and me.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It
does
sucks.
It's
not good.
No, but I think it can be good. The one I dated.
Does Rita Rudner count, or is she? I mean, she's still a comic.
Well, I don't think her husband. The comic I dated, it was so long ago. It was right when I had started, and because there was such a huge gap in our careers that we got along because we're both crazy, and there was no competition. And he was never. Mm-hmm. We've never been anything but supportive of one another because there's no. We're just so different. I think it can either go that way or it becomes a competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I realized that I needed to stop dating the particular female comedian I was dating.
Who'd
when,
you date?
I don't know.
Tell me. Why don't you tell me now?
Well, no, she didn't really make it, so.
She died?
She got hit by a bus.
So dark.
Oh, my God.
Do you do that, too? When I hear about people I haven't heard of in, like, 10 years or like, a long time, like, I just ran into a buddy from college. He's like, dude, did you hear about Mark? I was like, he's dead? He's like, no, dude, he got married. I was like, well, why'd you say it with so much concern in your voice?
About Mark.
But it's just like, if I haven't heard of somebody in a while,
brace yourself,
because
that's the worst, and then it can only get
better.
Yes,
exactly.
There you go.
Oh, so unless he, like, lost his limbs. Oh, I know someone who lost their limbs.
Well,
really?
Well, I guess if you don't have limbs, you got no shot at dating Eliza, then.
No, you don't. I'm sorry. I'm shallow like that. I'm sorry.
Good for you.
That's not shallow, though, is it?
No.
If you're with the person, then they lose their limbs.
You have to be a really beautiful person inside.
Yeah, what would they have for you to see past huge tits?
Cock.
Oh, huge. Oh,
that was cock.
Oh, a huge cock on their tits. What? That seems like an odd request. I don't know if you can.
No, you have to have limbs. That is the bare minimum. Yeah. We'll build from there. College education is required, I'm sorry to say. Unless you're a genius that started, like, Snapchat in your basement or something, you need to, like, I'm saying, like, unless you're a genius, you need a college education. We need to be able to vibe on that tip.
Makes sense. But,
but what happened to the girl, Brad?
I had to break up because she started, like, using me a lot in the act, like, a lot of midget jokes in the act. I think
everyone knew it was you.
Yeah, because there's, like, oh, and she would say, I'm
Wad Billiam.
I'm dating this midget comic. Well, it's either me or Tanya Lee Davis, and unless you're going gay.
That's kinda, awful. Yeah, that's not.
Narrows it down.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah, and because I can't say I'm dating this female comic, and then, like, everyone automatically knows who it is. So,
that's
didn't
a tough
work
thing.
Out too well.
What also is funny is when you talk to a guy, like, at a bar, and I reluctantly am like, I'm a comedian. And it's not that I'm not super proud of it, but I don't want to then prove to you or show you my clips or then it's about like
where
how
do you
make me laugh?
Where do you perform at?
Oh, that's good for
you.
And you're like, you don't get it, asshole.
Yeah.
And it's
what
not
else
their
do
fault.
You do?
Yeah, they're civilians and they don't get it. But what was the point about? Oh, yeah. The worst is when you talk, and this goes not even for dating, when you're talking to someone and you're just having a normal conversation, they're like, hey, don't put this in your act. You're like, I'll try not to.
For sure not. Avoid. I'd already made that decision.
Yeah, because you biting into a jelly donut and it kind of getting on your chin was going to be my new closer.
I got you, you loser. This is going into the act.
Or have you ever gotten this one where a guy would want to tell you about his funny, like after the show, he's like, dude, that was funny shit. Dude, you should meet my buddy Todd, man. He's also super funny. He's not a comic. We're trying to get him to do stand-up.
We're getting a coalition together.
And then he'll give an example that's so just like aggressive. This guy after it was in Columbus, and he was like, "Because my buddy Todd, man, he does this thing where at work he'll replace the water cooler with like scalding hot water every now and then."
Oh my God, that's horrible.
So he did it, and he watched his fucking girl Karen from accounting. She fucking was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get some tasty, refreshing water." Fucking just burn her lips. He was like,
he's
was
hilarious.
Classic. I was like, that,
"I'm gonna back away slowly."
No, that's kind of like a weird, sick way of an assault charge.
Yeah, and then he was like, "I was like, dude, that sounds like pretty like mean." He's like, "You had to be there, dude." I was like, "That's not
that's
one of those situations."
Mean.
You had to be there. It needs to come
and
back
smell
for a quick
the skin.
Story.
Yeah,
the singed skin. Another thing, and this has nothing to do with comics, but something that bothers me in conversation is, look, I hate people who talk for too long. Look, I talk for a living.
Right.
And if I know when to curb my thoughts and not talk at length, you should too. Like, if I'm known for talking, I don't talk. Then I figure if I'm going to be talking for a while, at least with me, you know you're getting punchlines every couple sentences.
Sure.
The worst is, like, if you're on a date with someone, you're talking to someone, and they're like, oh, that reminds me of another funny story. Remind me to tell you this story after this story. You're like,
they've already got stories on deck.
Oh,
and
yeah, you're
in the
putting
hole.
Your stories
and
in, like, your Netflix instant queue.
Oh, God.
Can we just do
that.
Some crowd work and be spontaneous in this conference? I don't want to hear your backlog stories about your buddy.
I feel like, have you had some awful dates? Like, just every girl, the one that would be worthy of, like, writing a little column about in some sort of Home and Garden magazine. I don't read Home and Garden. I don't know if they have shitty dating stories in there.
I'm deliberating whether or not I should tell you this story.
Yes, you should.
No,
we have about 7 minutes
left.
Nope,
I will not cram it in. I will not.
Give us a dating story. We don't have a lot of females on this podcast, Eliza. We need the other end of the spectrum.
In fact, we've had two.
Because I'm in my
comedy. They're both men
now.
Yeah.
So, my comedy isn't very sexual, and I pride myself on not being one of those girls that's like, then.
No, no, no. I'm not asking for like a graphic sex story.
Well, that's the story.
Can you somehow like edit it out? Give us the Comics Unleashed version.
Well, that would require me throwing to Brad about his story about Doritos before I even get started. I'm trying to think of a bad date. No. Date, I could tell you this, and this is something I've been doing lately.
No, that's all right. We're all out of time. Eliza, thanks for stopping by. No, yeah, please, obviously.
Out of boredom. I don't know if you're doing this where you get out of a relationship and your heart isn't quite healed, so you kind of will like...
Fuck anything.
Nope. That is not what
just
I was...
Just kidding.
That is what filthy men do.
Just kidding.
But to
no,
an extent,
we bleed.
Yeah. You make out. You ever made out with someone and you have zero butterflies? Don't be afraid of the butterflies. But you just have like, you're almost doing it out of boredom.
Yeah, you're just like, I need to get back. I need to know what this feels like again.
I went out with this guy. I'd known him forever, and we were at a party, and I was like, let's take a car together. Like, let's go back to Hollywood. Split a cab.
Now at that point, did you have any idea that it could maybe escalate from there?
Because I'd known him for so long, I was like, let's just split this.
Yeah,
we'll call him Bob. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you want to go to another bar? It's so early, so we did, and we're sitting at the bar, and he's like, are we gonna hook up?
Whoa.
And I was like, maybe.
That was it cool for him to ask that?
I didn't care.
Okay.
Because I'd known him for so, like, years.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he's a good-looking guy, and I'd always thought he was good-looking, but I never thought about it. And I was like, so we go outside, and he kissed me, and I was like, okay, you're a good kisser. This is fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We're kissing. And then I gave him the Eliza special, which is where I tell a grown man, hey, you can come upstairs to my place, and we can make out. I'm going to keep my pants on. I'm not touching your wiener, and we can go to bed and cuddle. How's that sound? And they always say yes.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, because it's either that or
nothing. I have not texted him since, because I just don't give a shit. Nothing wrong with a little bit of making out.
No, nothing wrong.
It's weird if it gets, like, I think it's weird when girls are like, then I just fucked him, and then I fucked his friend, and it's disgusting.
After, right after?
A lot of fuck. But making out, I've definitely made out with.
It's harmless.
Well, I actually respect the Eliza special because you're setting the parameters before you
Thank
even go
you.
In.
Yeah.
So you don't have,
and I applaud that you stick to it.
And
gotta stick to
and
it.
And you don't have that awkward moment of the guy like, all right, we're kissing. Should I try to like brush up against her boob and maybe she'll think like, oh yeah, I've got tits. I should probably show them.
Right.
Yeah.
You take my shirt off, maybe, or just make out. It depends on what we've been doing that night. I'm a big fan of like I don't drink like alone or anything, but if we're gonna get messed up, like let's go for it.
Sure.
Let's make a bong out of a soy milk container. Let's eat some edibles.
That's a great
idea.
Let's
drink everything. Let's drink until the bars close, and let's just regret everything we did and leave a trail of death in our wake.
Which is the plot of the next episode of Game of Thrones.
It is the whole show. Actually, they're playing at the Troubadour. Also,
who is? Wait, I missed that one. Game of Thrones.
Sure, whatever you wanted for that.
No, no, no.
Reference.
You're not very good at this game, Eliza. You gotta. What was the band name?
Trail of Wake.
Trail of Wake.
There is a band called You Will Know Us by the Trail of Death. That's
Jesus.
That's a long ass title.
Are they a folk group?
It's a real band.
Sounds like a positive fucking.
It's a.
They probably open for Slayer.
They probably do. Yeah.
Brad loves his death metal.
Or Backstreet Boys, similar type of music.
I don't know why there's not a popular death metal band that hasn't put you in a music video yet.
Why not?
Bobby Lee gets put in, you know, Korean pop star music videos.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Was he?
Yeah. And I think it was in Eminem's video, too.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Haven't you heard Barbie's joke about that, where he was like, you know, the songs don't make any sense. They're like, hi, let's go, let's go.
No, but I need
basketball,
to hear that.
Basketball, candy cane.
Oh, my God. Because I know his act pretty much by heart.
Yeah.
Just from going
guys
after
like,
him at the Comedy Store every night for 35 years. But I've never heard that bit.
Is there a comedy club you love the most? Like, you're up every night, and you're constantly writing. Is there a club that you feel more
in
home
Hollywood?
To? In Hollywood, but then, like, on the road is their club. But, yeah, in Hollywood, because that's your home.
I'd say the Improv and the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory. What if I said the Comedy Union? Wouldn't that be so weird?
Comedy Union is the urban club here in Los Angeles.
Like Pico. I don't even know how it stays open. I think that each club offers something. They're all my homes, I guess. Like,
sure.
Improv put me up first. Comedy Store gives me the most spots. Laugh Factory has delightful crowds. So I really like all. I feel very comfortable on those stages. I genuinely love Parlor Live.
Yeah, in Seattle.
I love that club.
Great club.
I love the Tempe Improv. I'm going back there. It's
nice.
The new one, but still, I love that. I like Gotham because it's in New York City. I like any club that likes to have me back.
Good philosophy.
But I do love Parlor Live. To me, is one of the best. Oh, Denver Comedy Works.
Just
great
went there.
City for comedy.
Yeah, incredible.
So certain cities. The smarter the city, the better it is.
Did you like to travel before you did stand-up?
Yeah.
So you don't mind the flying and the constant...
I don't mind flying. I actually have huge anxiety about getting there.
Yeah.
To not flying to the airport. I hate going to LAX so much so that I had anxiety about it last night, and I'm not going for 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
So the actual plane ride, you're good with that, just the getting to the airport.
Sitting in a terminal the other day, and my heart is racing because I still think I've never missed a flight, and I still think I'm going to – in like my mind, they're going to be like, oh, we changed the gate, but we didn't tell anyone. It was a fun game. Oh, you're going to miss it. Just the idea of that, and then I got a dog.
You think the airport staff is out to get you?
Big time. My Twitter followers know, like, I wage war on LAX every time I go. And
yeah, I'm constantly seeing you tweeting at American Airlines, like hey, fucking thanks morning. For the bag fees, you cocksuckers. Whoa. And they're like, oh, sorry about
and
that.
And they always write back. I just want to be angry. I don't want you to fix the problem. Right. I want you to know there's a problem.
You just want
to
vent.
You will know them by their trail of dead. I started crying the other day because they made me check a bag for no reason. And I was angry that I had to sit there for 45 minutes in LAX waiting for a bag that I easily could have put in the overhead compartment. So now when they try to take it from me, when those blood-sucking Nazi fuck faces try to take it from me at the gate.
Otherwise known as TSA. But
no,
yeah, that's
no, no,
a long
TSA,
way.
No, not TSA. The gate agent.
Oh, yeah.
They'll come up to you. They'll be like, here, tag your bag. We're going to take it. I'm like, I don't do it because nine times
you won't see that
10,
bag again.
9 times out of 10, you can put it in the overhead and they just don't want you to. For no reason.
There's always space. Otherwise,
always.
Otherwise, they take the bag from you and they put it in some sort of Fraggle Rock storage area
it's gone.
You'll never see it again.
I asked the guy, I go, is this a 757? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I got here on a 757 with this bag. I don't see why it wouldn't fit now. I'm one of the first people on. And he was like, I don't think so. I go, I'll tell you what. I will give you $30 if it doesn't. Just to like kind of like, let's I do this all the time. Like,
does that work?
Yeah, I got my bag on. I don't give him 30. I'll give him $30 if it doesn't fit. I meant, of course it fit.
Liza,
I hate it.
Liza, where can our listeners find out more information about you?
Well, you can find her at Eliza.com/ coffee bean and tea leaf shit stories.
Job application.
Job application.
Eliza.com, Eliza is my website, but Eliza at Eliza Twitter. That's my Eliza. It's just Eliza. That's my Twitter. And then I don't know when this is going up.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, if you you can go to excusetv.com to see when it plays in your city. Warpaint will be coming out, and got a lot of other things that are coming out, but you don't want to say them in case they don't.
Don't jinx them. Okay. It's a smart move.
It. Well, just follow Eliza on Twitter, and then you'll find out. Adam, plug your stuff.
Sure, at Adam Ray Comedy for the Twitter, AdamRayTV.com for the videos and tour dates, and Chelsea Lately on June 24th, and the movie on June 28th.
Yeah, The Heat.
Yeah.
He's going to come in out, and then he's going to be a celebrity, and then I'm going to have to find a new damn co-host.
That's right. Don't look at me.
But I will let you take the Rite Aid candle.
Thank you, sir.
Do you like the candle? Is it a nice touch?
I can't smell it because you made dinner earlier. Someone made dinner?
David did.
David, it smells like dinner.
It smells like dinner. Anything specific?
They have dinner candles at Yankee.
Just called dinner?
They have like German schnitzel and like chicken soup.
That's
dinner
not dinner.
Candles.
That's something the Nazis did to the Jews.
German schnitzel.
Wait. Don't you know? We gave him the old German schnitzel.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. That was like a Jamaican, Polish, Minnesota.
The Jamaican,
like, don't
German.
You know?
Jamaican, German. That sounds like a Disney movie.
Yeah,
you
Jamaican. Know. You're Jamaican, me
he
German.
Went to Jamaica, but he was German.
he couldn't
Danny Glover in.
He had no fun.
The Jamaican, German. Yeah.
No, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
I'm just looking for some weed. I'm getting too German for this shit.
I'm getting too German for this shit. Wow.
Find me on BradWilliamsComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. Eliza, this was fun. It was an absolute
pleasure.
So
fun.
Yeah,
so
did you have a good time?
No.
Perfect.
I'm tired. No, this was great. Thank you for having me.
So honest. Eliza, you're the best for a lot for Eliza Schlesinger.
Thanks.
Adam Ray. I'm Brad Williams. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.